Welcome to Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to join us on the air. And I ask them questions about what they're doing, what they're going to do. We even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in our home studios today is Marissa Lester. Welcome, Marissa.
Thank you, Bridget. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So what have you been doing at the U of A these days?
I have been working on grants right now from the comfort of my own home.
What's that like? You have any tips on how to stay motivated?
Nope.
Same.
Oh, it's so bad. Staying motivated is hard. I look and I'm like, oh, that could be done right now. I'll go over here. I'm like, no, back to your desk. Back to work.
Yeah, I feel that. What's going on with the students at the U of A? Could you give me a little picture of that?
Yeah, for sure. All of our students are doing online classes right now. After spring break, students were asked basically not to return to campus if they were able to have stable housing elsewhere. We still have a few students on campus because they can't go home. But basically, campus is a ghost town right now. We're looking at a July 1st date for like back in person, back on campus. But until then, everything has basically gone online and remote. Staff is facing furloughs right now, so that's kind of been news there. So we're still trying to figure out, okay, if we're gonna be gone, how do we best support our students and what's this gonna look like? And I feel like it's still been very supportive, and I hope our students feel the same way. It's one of my highlights of the week is when I have our weekly ambassador meetings on Wednesday. We use a lot of Zoom, so you'll get to see everyone in a sense.
And you can see their house a little bit.
Yep. A little bit of their personality behind them based on what they have in their home. So that's been kind of fun. Also getting to see everybody's pets come through and trying to figure out what's going on, who you're talking to.
Writing grants, meeting with students, and just keep on keeping on. That's what you're doing, huh?
Yep. You know, we're taking things day by day. Some things we have concrete answers on. Some things it's kind of like, well, we'll just have to wait and see. And that isn't necessarily the most helpful, but we simply don't know, you know, so.
Yeah, I feel like we're living in a time where the future hasn't been invented yet, but we got lots of ideas.
Yes, and we've planned for about 57 of them, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Marissa, have you been listening to music lately?
A tiny bit. I will admit I miss my commute to work because that's usually when I get my music radio time and, you know, my commute is 30 seconds now, so that doesn't leave much time in the day for music listening. How about you?
Oh, I've been listening to a lot of music for sure, yes. Thanks for asking. I'm currently enjoying Fiona Apple's latest album. It's called Fetch the Bolt Cutters. And, you know, just basically putting together mixes for KXCI and listening to past programming. We've been doing a lot of repeat episodes. I'm feeling like every time we accomplish something, it boosts our sense of confidence and gives us that energy to go on to the next challenge. I think it's good that we can continue to do things, whether it's online, doing schooling or learning new things. You know, I mean, what else are we going to do?
I'm very appreciative that KXCI Thesis Thursday is back up and going, and that's great.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Marissa.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.